hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful, blessed day today. It's a great day down here in Central Florida. And a lot of stuff going on, as always. And something I want to bring up first, I was going to ask Dad his opinion on this as well, because most of the time when we've seen articles and news come out about this, and I saw it last night, and I've been kind of researching it as one of the reasons why the mainstream media would actually report on this, and why would they promote it. And so I started looking at it, and Russia Today and numerous mainstream outlets have even reported on it, saying that China is eyeing a surprise Pearl Harbor attack on the U.S. electric grid. Now, what's interesting about this is they keep using the term Pearl Harbor attack. Almost every single mainstream media that's repeated this story has used that exact same phrase, Pearl Harbor style attack, Pearl Harbor style attack. Now, Dad can go into a little bit more of the background of Pearl Harbor. He's researched it a ton, so have I. But as you know, there was a lot of other things that happened with Pearl Harbor besides just a random attack. And what's interesting about this is now they're saying that Beijing is plotting to do a first strike EMP attack on the United States in order to cause massive blackouts. Now, is this something that's being told to everybody to make sure people prepare because they know it's going to happen? Is this being done under the guise of a false flag to blame China as the boogeyman? Which, you guys know, I'm not a fan of China nor their communist dictatorship. However, I find it very odd now that something that's, you know, basically part of Department of Defense and Homeland Security would be releasing this to the general public right now, almost as if they're trying to get people conditioned to when something does happen, it immediately is already spooled up to blame on China. Now, this goes back, now, regardless of what happens with this, whether it happens or it doesn't, pray that it doesn't. The biggest thing everybody needs to remember is stay prepared for this. We've dealt with numerous hurricanes down here in Florida. I've told you guys that before. We've had weeks on end with no power, zero power, basically no medical help, very little law enforcement. You're pretty much on your own down here in rural Central Florida when the power goes out, hence why almost all of us have generators and so forth. But when that does happen, you have to learn to improvise and adapt to functioning without power, and it can become very, very, very difficult at some times, especially in the heat with no AC down here in Florida and dealing with no power and so forth. So again, I just want to encourage everybody, make sure you're staying prepared with anything you may need right now. Run a checklist, you know, whether or not you need a couple extra bottles of multiple, if you need a couple extra food buckets, if you need a couple extra 100 or 1,000 rounds of ammunition or magazines, or you need to get medical kits, including tourniquets, bandages, quick clot, etc. Just write down a list. I encourage everybody that, and kind of check off what you have and what you don't have, because I promise you, when we've gotten caught in hurricanes before, especially when they've gone back to back to back, that is not the time to start figuring out how to prepare or do a checklist. That's not it at all. You basically want to go, okay, here's what we have, this is what we need to do, implement, do what we need to do. And so what do you think about this, Dad, with the mainstream media constantly referring to a Pearl Harbor-style attack from China via EMP? Do you think this is a psyop? Do you think they're gearing us up for something? What do you think on this?
It's mind control. It's basically pre-establishing a narrative before it happens, so they'll have the boogeyman to blame. So no matter what happens, it's going to be China's fault. Remember, it's China's coronavirus. You know, somebody ate a bat at Wuhan. You know, the Wuhan laboratory released this. It's always China, 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 China. You know, remember, the Rothschild banking cartel owns the Central Bank of China. It's a communist country. It was basically established after the Soviet Union was established. I mean, it's the same group of international bankers that have done both of these countries. And they still control the Central Bank of Russia. And I think Putin's trying to shake himself loose is what we're led to believe. But they control the money supply. When they control the money supply, they control the narrative. This morning I was watching a show with Jeff Bezos. Somebody had sent it to me, and basically it was the background on Jeff Bezos and where he came from. And his father basically, and his mom got divorced, and she got remarried. And of course, the people that are involved in his background and his life are defense contractors. Surprise, surprise. And, you know, and he basically was set up, and I've told you guys this 100 times, all of these major guys, whether it be Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or anybody who basically has hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, in most cases, not in all cases, but in most cases, they were basically set up by the deep state in order to receive this amount of money, but to be a useful tool for the deep state. Now, that doesn't happen every single time, but when your net worth starts getting over like $50 million, they start paying attention to you. Why? Because you could go in and you start buying up media. You can start going in and changing narratives in certain areas. It's like Kanye West when he basically had his little short circuit. He started talking about the truth at one of his concerts. Suddenly he was admitted to the hospital. He came back out, you know, basically retrained, rebrained, programmed to do what he's doing. You know, Kobe Bryant was doing all kinds of stuff that was really weird, talking about the demon within you and unleash the rage and all this other kind of stuff. And suddenly, you know, maybe did he wake up? And we talked about this in length yesterday. When you start waking up, they can't have you talking to the masses if they've given you a name. Because if they've given, look what happened with Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro, a few years ago at the Tribeca Film Festival, he was going to release the movie Vaxxed. And it was basically talking about the relationship between the MMR vaccine, which they're pushing again for a coronavirus cure, I guess, that he was going to release the information on what was really going on with the vaccines because he has an autistic child. Suddenly he was censored. And also he pulled the doggone film off the list and said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to promote this film. We're not going to show it. And see, the human beings, and especially the American population, you know, our memories in aggregate are very, very short. We don't remember all of these things. I mean, nobody really thinks about Jeffrey Epstein much anymore, who, by the way, isn't dead. And they don't think about this stuff anymore. They don't think about it. It kind of goes in one ear and out the other. You know, when I was in the MBA program up at Florida State back in, you know, the 1980, they taught us that all marketing and all advertising and all name recognition is good in the long run because people forget what they heard about you, but they remember the name. In other words, something really bad happens, it really elevates a corporation. They look at it as, oh, wow, I'm getting all this free advertising, and what will end up happening is over a period of time, people forget what the actual incident was about, but they'll remember the name. See, and this is how they do everything. And now they're doing the same thing with this China narrative. You know, it was a bat. They ate a bat. They had bat soup. Bat soup, the weirdos. They've got these live animal markets. They're eating every sick thing known to man. They're a bunch of weirdos. All right? And, of course, then now it's called the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus. And they're putting that narrative into us. Remember, Germany were barbarians. They were barbarians. They killed everybody. Oh, we've got to attack Germany. That was World War I with Wilson. And with Bernays and the huge slick marketing campaign they put out to make Germans demonized. I mentioned this yesterday with the KKK. The KKK was actually lynching German Americans, you know, white guys, right? They were lynching them, hanging them up, stringing them up in trees because they were German, you know, because the Germans were bad. They sunk the Lusitania, which was loaded with armament going to England, and basically stopped at about 2 knots so the submarine could take a good shot at it, hit the ammunition stores, blew the thing up, and sunk in what, less than 20 minutes. Thousands of people were killed. This is the problem that we have with the media being controlled by the international banking communities. Well, they kind of control everything. The banking communities control everything. They control the whole planet, except for Syria, which we're at war with, except for Iran, which we want to attack, except for North Korea, which we want to attack. I mean, the major banking systems in the entire world are integrated together via the Rothschild network. And so now, they've got to give us a narrative. China has no intentions on putting a nuke up in the atmosphere of the United States and detonating it and causing a Compton effect and causing a massive electromagnetic pulse, which is going to shut down our electrical grid. They don't care about doing that. They're just trying to feed their own people. They don't want to do that. But the bankers do. The bankers want to come in and shut the world economy, completely turn it off, basically reboot the entire system, like unplugging your computer and turning it back on again. But it won't work. We're going to unplug it. Okay, well, they've hyperinflated the currency to such a point now, and they've got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. They've got to change the narrative. It's the boogeyman. It's the China. It's the bat eaters. They're the bat eaters. They're horrible people. They eat bats. They've caused this national, international dilemma with the world being shut down. China should have to pay sanctions. That's the narrative. Now, China's going to attack us. No. If anybody releases a nuke or drops it, you know, puts a mini nuke up into the atmosphere, it's going to be the banking community. It's going to be the CIA or the Mossad or one of these other groups. It's going to MI6. or working together in concert with the banking communities. Or they could just, why don't they just do this? Instead of going in and dropping a nuke into the atmosphere, why don't they just go in online and hack the doggone power plants and shut them down? That'd make more sense, wouldn't it? Then they could say, we've had a nuke. We had a nuke that detonated. It's the Chinese. And they're the ones who pushed the button on the power plants, hacking into them or shutting them down on the back doors. Yeah, it's probably going to be Mossad. And if it happens, will that really reduce the population of the entire planet? Oh, yeah. It'll bring us back into the medieval days very, very quickly. Won't be able to sit around and look at the internet. We won't be able to sit around and do Skype and talk to our friends. We won't be able to communicate with one another. And that would by itself be a major, major turning point if we lost electricity. And we know that because we've had it happen, like Austin said, here in Florida. But the irony is this, though. Here's the irony. We've had power go out for a week at a time. And we didn't have any looting in our county. We didn't have any people running around and breaking into homes. We didn't have any of that here. I mean, we were prepped. We had bottled water stored up. We had generators running. We had all this stuff happening. And there wasn't any looting. Now, it was inconvenient. I must admit that. And we have to run we have to move freezers around and plug them back in again into areas where we had generated power. We had to do all that. That's a fact. And it was a nuisance. It really was. But it was okay. It was doable. The problem is if they shut the power off to the entire planet for an extended period of time, then we start having problems. A lot of problems. Really bad problems really fast if it goes into 30, 40, 60, 80 days. Because think about it for a second. If you're taking insulin and it's got to be refrigerated, you've got a problem now if you don't have a refrigerator or you don't have a generator if you run out of fuel. And this is actually what they want. They want to have a complete and total collapse of society so they can reboot the system and basically bring in their one world government. This is the goal. I keep telling you guys that, and I sound like a broken record sometimes, but that's what they want. So is there a possibility that China's going to nuke us? It's remote and small. Is there a possibility that they may drop a nuke? Yeah, it's a lot more probable as far as the international banking community working with their alphabet agencies and blaming it on China. Yeah, that's a possibility. Is there a possibility that they want to reboot the entire financial system? That's a probability. That's probably upwards of 90%. And this is just where we find ourselves. We find ourselves in probably the most exciting time in history. Now, is it also full of challenges and we have to do a lot of problem-solving exercises? Absolutely, yes. But there's no reason to fear. The Bible says, fear not, for I'm with thee. You know, we got to understand something, that God's not being taken by surprise with any of this stuff. Now, these name it, blab it, grab it boys, these pastors in the pulpit that basically haven't been preaching the truth and have been preaching a different Jesus, they're going to have a reality check. But a lot of these same guys, remember, on the clergy response team, they've already been compromised via the government through FEMA. And they've already been told what they're going to say. They've already got a script they're supposed to read. That's why so many of them are on the same page. But I had a friend of mine, he's a pastor, and I talked to him the other day. And I was talking to him because he's very frustrated that the system got closed down and that the world's been closed down and they can't have church anymore. And I said to him, I said, let me explain something to you, bud. I said, you can pray. I'm going to give you guys some information here. You got to listen to me on this one. You can pray for your own situation, and you can actually change the fabric of space-time by the words that you speak in your particular case, your particular situation. Okay, that's really important that you understand that, because our body and our mind, when we pray, releases scalar waves, and the scalar waves change the fabric of the universe. Okay, it's what it does. That's why where two or more of you are gathered, the Bible says you can pray and you can change just about anything you ask. The problem with it is you've got other people praying other things, and these could be Christians too. And we saw this years ago when we had that hurricane coming towards Florida from the east. And we prayed on the show, and the thing stopped and went the other direction almost immediately when we prayed on this show live. But then it turned back around. It came towards us again. Now, why did that happen? Because you've got other people that aren't praying in unison. You have other scalar waves that are being released. This is why they've destroyed the church, because they don't want us praying in unison. This is why they've given us 1,000 different denominations to choose from, and nobody wants to like or believe that anybody else is saved in any other denomination in some cases. And we have this constant division among the brethren. Because they want us to have different factions that fight against each other. That's what they want. Because that decreases the positive effect of prayer. because everybody's praying something differently. And so we got to think through all of this. If we are all gathered together and we pray in unison, we can change the world. We can literally change the fabric of space-time immediately. So they have to manipulate space-time through human sacrifice. They've got to manipulate the energy field that is part of our electromagnetic system around the planet through human sacrifice and through 5G and through basically electromagnetic frequencies. That's how they do it. We do it through prayer. So they don't want us praying. They don't want us talking about Jesus. They don't want us doing that. So these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it guys that have their 10 mansions, their private jet fleet, and all the other stuff, who run these big corporations just like you would any type of massive corporation, but they don't have to pay taxes, they don't know what to do at this point. Because all of a sudden, it was just a simple suggestion by the government to shut the churches down, and they all shut out. And now these guys, many of them are going out of business. Their churches are closing doors because they can't make the overhead and continue to pay the debt load. And now a lot of people aren't going back to church because they're still scared of coronavirus, and a lot of other people aren't going back to church because they don't want to have to register their names and all their loved ones who go to church for contact tracing. So we have this major problem going on right now in Christianity, which has been rendered useless, by the way, as far as world events and change, because of this breakdown of the fabric of Christianity. And that's why we have these pastors who, even though their churches have been shut down, still refuse to come out and speak about this stuff. They're so programmed by the Johnson Amendment. And see, and this is the issue that we've run into, Austin. So they're going to take, like with World War II, there was like an 8-step process to force Japan to attack the United States. That's been since released. We set that false flag up. We forced the Japanese to come in by shutting their fuel off into Pearl Harbor and precipitated our entry into World War II. Just like the sinking of the Lusitania was being used as a precipitating factor. But the primary factor of getting us into World War I was the Balfour Declaration, in which England was basically told that, you know, through Lord Rothschild, if they could get the United States into the war and establish Palestine as a homeland for the Jews, that we would basically get the United States into the war. You got to put the pieces of this puzzle together. That's why about 6 months ago, I had a person that who wrote a book and sent it to me, and I read it, and the book was really good until about 1900. And then when it started getting into all of this stuff with Zionism and Palestine and World War I and World War II, the book went totally sideways. I wouldn't even put the author on the doggone show. Because I told the author, I said, the book was good up to this point, and then it just went sideways. I mean, you were talking about the Rothschild-Rockefeller complex before World War I, and suddenly it was no longer Rothschild, it was all Rockefeller. And I said, you can't do that. And what it was done politically correct, not to offend the Zionists, because this man who had written this, he speaks at a lot of churches around the world, and a lot of the churches around the world are now Zionist-controlled, and he knew that if he wrote that book on that, he would not be invited back to those churches, is what my opinion is why he did that. I don't know. I'm speculating. But the point is this. The book was great halfway through, then it went to yuck. But that's what most pastors do and most people do. They don't want to talk about the interface here. They don't want to bring in Samuel Untermyer. They don't want to talk about one of the five primary factors that World War II was fought was for persecution against the Jewish people to push them into Palestine. You say, well, that sounds horrible. I thought it was too. It's nuts that actually happened. I feel sorry for the Jews for that. It's awful what happened. But it's what happened. I mean, you got a bunch of bankers who are part of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews but are not, according to the Bible, that are running the planet, but then all the Jews get hammered along with those guys. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like saying all white people are bad. Yeah, okay, that's where we are now, isn't it? You know, white people are the scourge of the earth. Wait a minute, where'd that come from? White people should all be eliminated. Jesus is white on these pictures and these murals. And on these statues, we need to take all the images of Jesus down. He was white. It's oppression. Wait a minute. Are we the Jews now? Is this World War II all over again? Except for it's not against the Jews, it's against the white people? It doesn't feel very good, does it? I don't like any of this. You know, and this is where we find ourselves. So yes, Austin, could China put a nuclear weapon and detonate it in the atmosphere and create a Compton effect, a nuclear magnetic pulse, and shut down the grid? Yes. Will they probably do that? No. Is there a possibility that basically these other people could do it? Yes. Is there a possibility they could rather use a computer system and not damage the atmosphere any further? Yeah, that's form of probability. And then blame everything on China. And if they can, that way they can precipitate some type of war with China, and we can use our space-based weapons technologies. We can lay waste to large sections of China. They can use their systems if they have those available. They can lay waste to large sections of our country. And we'll have a massive reduction to the population of the planet, you know, within a few weeks, a few months. And they can get their little happy, happy, forever, weirdo bunch of stupid Genesis chapter 6, every thought of every man evil 5G systems. Now remember, I've told you guys this. I don't believe they're going to start nuking everybody. I don't believe that, because it's going to mess up the infrastructure. Because with Noah in Genesis chapter 6, God shut down the electromagnetic power systems that were being used via pyramids by splitting the continents apart and changing the magnetic ley lines. God did this because these things were built on top of magnetic ley lines. If you run water through a crevice at 200 meters per second, it starts turning blue and it starts glowing and creates its own electromagnetic field. Water is interesting, by the way. We do a show on water. But what's interesting is all of this stuff got shut down by God, because they had already created a system where every thought of every man was evil all the time in Genesis chapter 6. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. So guys, we're on that road right now. We're pushing towards that again, because that's what the rulers of this planet want. So Austin, that was a real good point to bring up today, because it's something that we have to be careful, because the narrative, suddenly it became the Chinese, the Chinese, the Chinese. What do you think, bud?
Well, and something that I kind of want to add in there, and you just kind of made it valid as well, is if they were to have a massive power outage across the country, say all of a sudden all the power went out in the entire country, how do we know exactly what caused it? Was it an EMP from China? Is that what the media is going to try to tell everybody? All I know is they've spent trillions of dollars in the last couple of years building 5G systems all across the country, and they're planning on spending much, much more. Much, much more. So you start doing EMP strikes all over the country, all that infrastructure's fried. All the transformers, 5G, all of it's fried. It's cooked. It's electric. Bam, done. Every single piece of equipment has to get replaced, which would take years. Now, is that the goal? Is that something they may want to do? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, they got endless amounts of money now. I mean, is that why we pumped trillions of dollars into the banks now? Now Mutual and them, they can't even produce like $300 billion a part of the loan money went? Oh, we don't know. Oh, we got to find it. Okay, give me a break. This is the same thing with Rumsfeld, same thing with Cheney, with 9/11. Oh, we lost another $2 trillion. We don't know where it's at. It just disappeared. You know, it just flew away. We don't know $2 trillion. I mean, come on. Give me a break. These people aren't that idiotic. They may act stupid sometimes, but don't give me that naive crap. Oh, we don't know what happened to it. So, I mean, could it be the Chinese? Yeah. Could it also be something that they tell us as it is, so they could keep up certain factions of the power grid and say, oh, well, the EMP hit, but, you know, the power went out. We still have some internet service, though. We still have some internet service. It's still working, even though the Chinese try to knock it out. Listen, if you ever do any research on electromagnetic pulse, especially deployed up in the atmosphere, there is no survivability of any electronics unless they're in a Faraday cage. It's done. Anything that's exposed, especially off the ground, like a cell phone tower, microwave 5G tower, they're cooked. They're all cooked. It's all done. So that may be the play that they're trying to push. Something I want to add in there. And also what you're talking about with the massive push to try to create and fuel this racism. Now, I saw this in Lincoln County, and this is interesting. This is in Oregon, of all places. Oregon. Lincoln County, Oregon now. The governor has said that face coverings are now mandatory in the state. And, of course, he put some exceptions down. Persons with health or medical conditions that preclude them, or persons with disabilities that prevent them from wearing a face covering. You know, same thing they've pretty much always said. And at the very bottom, this is interesting, mandatory for all people in Oregon to wear face masks. All people, you have to wear face masks. But an exception they did add at the bottom of it, people of color who have heightened concerns about racial profiling and harassment due to wearing a face mask. What? So all of a sudden now, COVID's not a big deal if you're concerned about being harassed for wearing a face mask if you're black. But anybody else, it's mandatory, unless you basically have a doctor's note. Does anybody else see what's going on here? Does anybody else see exactly the line that we're starting to follow here? How we're starting to single out certain ethnic groups of people and saying, you can do this, but you cannot. We're blatantly having, just blatant racism now in the country. And they're trying to blame it on every other thing other than what it really is. Be aware of what's going on right now, guys. Also, too, in Hawaii, this is interesting. As we've seen, the snitch state become one of insanity in certain parts of the country now over COVID. You guys saw the reports. I talked about them repeatedly. People calling the cops on their neighbors because they have 10 people over at their house for a barbecue. Cops showing up and breaking up 2- and 3-year-old birthday parties because there are too many people there. But yet, all of a sudden, a few weeks later, you can riot and protest and storm and burn down Wendy's. That's okay. That's fine. Because you're trying to speak out against racism while you loot Louis Vuitton and Gucci stores. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, now in Hawaii, they're taking another step further. And remember, guys, the snitch state is one that is essential to communism. If you ever read about East Germany and the Stasi police, it is almost horrific of what a lot of those people went through over there with the snitch state. And how literally, I think they said 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 people at the height of it were snitches for the government. They found millions of records of video recordings, audio recordings, index cards, spied on people doing anything that they weren't allowed to do, they got spied on. Now in Hawaii, they've now put together a snitch group in Hawaii. It's called, basically, Angela Keene has put together a reporter and her Facebook group that basically has been working with local law enforcement as snitch spies on vacationers' social media page for incriminating pictures of social distancing not being followed or violation of certain government orders. This is crazy. They said when members of her Facebook page group spot tourists posting about their beach trips on social media, Keene zeroes in on photos for clues like license plate numbers she can run down and distinctive furnishings she can match up with vacation rental listings. Her group of volunteer snitches have spread across the Hawaiian Islands and led to over 35 arrests or sanctions of vacationers. So far, the volunteers with her group, Hawaii Quarantine Kapu Breakers, that's the name of it, Hawaii Quarantine Breakers, has helped find over 13 people on Hau'u and 22 people on the Big Island who were later arrested or cited, Keene said. Members on the island assisted with other cases that have also led to more violations. She claimed that they're there to find out about potential violators. She said she builds herself as vacation paradise for hotels, residents, sightseers, boat helicopters, volunteers to identify vacationers that are not following government order. She also said that she tracked down a recent visitor who rented a Mustang through a company. When they arrived at the airport, they enlisted on the basically reason that they were renting the Mustang is they would be basically spending their quarantine at a local hotel. Well, she found out after spying on them through all their Facebook posts that they were staying at a short-term vacation rental in Waikiki and were not staying there for 14 days, and that they lied on their vacation rental for their vehicle, and that they did not social distance nor quarantine for 14 days. I gotta stop. I can't read this much further. This is textbook Stasi Germany all over again with full-blown communist snitches. This is exactly what this is. You have people that have nothing better to do but to get on Facebook and spy on people so they can try to get them in trouble to basically feel better about their pathetic, miserable lives because they have nothing else to do with themselves. This is exactly where this is headed. And the snitch state with this whole COVID life that we've seen now, even it's so weird to say that, we live in this COVID lifestyle now, that people are becoming okay with this, that people are actually engaging in this, is downright pitiful for for an American population. But again, this is what the entire COVID was about. Anybody else find it funny that no other pandemic, no other virus, no other flu outbreak, no other historical issue in the United States has ever required somebody to wear a face mask? But yet suddenly, putting a t-shirt over your face is going to protect you from a virus. Really? Really? Has America become that stupid now? I watched part of the hearing with Fauci and the head of the CDC, a few other individuals, discussing how they're being interviewed by, I forgot what head of it was. It was basically agriculture or something. It was stupid. And they're all wearing face masks in this chamber. They're asking questions. They're taking their face mask off every time they answer a question and putting it back on. Full-blown publicity stunt. And I asked my buddy who sent me the video, I said, do we really actually even take these clowns seriously? That they're sitting in the same room together for hours, not moving, they're stationary, and they keep taking off their mask when they talk, and then they put their mask back on when they stop talking, all in the same chamber for hours, and we're supposed to be pretending like that is going to stop some type of virus outbreak in that chamber if one of them had actually COVID, if you even believe what's really going on here. There's been numerous reports now that they've shown over the last year and a half that the symptoms that come from excessive microwave and 5G energy exposure cause almost the exact same symptoms as COVID. That's why it's funny a lot of times people are testing positive for COVID and they have no symptoms. Other people test positive for COVID and have symptoms. Other inanimate objects and fruits and goats test positive for COVID. Everything seems to be testing positive for COVID. Doesn't anybody find that remotely odd? So again, wake up and use your brain. Speak your mind and stand up for what's really going on. I've talked to numerous people in the medical field now, all over the country, down here in Central Florida, out west, up north. The influx of people coming in and being put on ventilators and being put basically in hospital beds and being so sick just from COVID alone is pretty much virtually nothing. Nothing. Now, you have some people that are older and they've contracted issues that are having side effects from certain things and they're having health issues. Yeah. You have some people that are healthy that test positive for COVID. I've known numerous of them now. And they've caught it and they've had it for 3 or 4 days. Hammer vitamin C, bounce out of it, have a fever, sick for a couple days. I told you guys last year, I got super sick. I told you I got bothered for even the COVID happened. Super sick. Hit 105 degree temperature. Ever hit that high before? I had to get in the bathtub. I generally don't mind getting a fever if I get sick because it kills off what's going on. I cooled back down, and believe it or not, after the fever broke, I actually started feeling a lot better over the next couple of days. But sickest, I mean, I've been in a long time. I bounced back after a couple of days. Anybody else find it odd that this is being done to completely and totally shut down the country? And for once, we're starting to actually ask questions. A month and a half ago, we started to really be vocal about what was going on. We started to spread on social media like a wildfire the lies of what was going on. And sure enough, like clockwork, riots started. And now everything's starting back up with the COVID as soon as Trump starts having rallies again. Ask yourself the questions. Who's behind this and who does it benefit and why are they promoting it? It's not for your protection, guys. Because not once has mainstream media brought up vitamin C or D3. Not once, not one single time have they brought that up on national television whatsoever, nor the research studies that showed that vitamin C was knocking out COVID within a matter of days. But yet, you have to wear a mask or put a t-shirt or put a cloth over your face when you walk into a building. It's about submission and control and who will submit to a new world tyrannical order. That is what this is solely about. Use your brain. Use your head. Speak the truth, Deb.
Yesterday, Austin and I had to go to a concrete plant to pick up some stuff, and it was about an hour drive from here. And we got there, and we didn't know where to go in. So finally, they told us the entry. And so we got to the entry. Basically, a guy was opening the door, working on a window. So he opened the door, and we walked in. And one of the guys inside of the concrete plant in the office freaked out, flipped out, spazzed out. I mean, he wasn't wearing a mask. Oh, you've got to go outside. It's COVID. It's COVID. You've got to go. You've got to get outside. Like, okay. Well, it's like 100 degrees out there. Well, we don't care. You've got to go out. Out. I'll call who you need. I'll call who you need. He'll meet you outside. Whoa! He ran back to his little desk and adjusted his lacy panties, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. And so we walked outside, and we were waiting in this little foyer area, this, you know, little hallway, little entry. Really wasn't much anything. We had the outside air in there. And the guy who had opened the door for us takes the window that was on the door that he opened out. Out. And he's taking the window out because he got to fix it because you have to have a little pass-through window. And so he looked at me, and I said, you know, you don't buy all this stuff, do you? And he goes, nope. He goes, I never realized how stupid people were until this happened. And I said, well, he goes, they're wearing masks. They don't do anything. I said, yeah, I know. So another guy sitting in there, he's about my age. He's about 60, and he's born in 1960. I asked him, he's 5 years younger than me, and I asked him, I said, what do you think about this? He said, it's all ridiculous. He said, the whole thing's nonsense. He says, the whole world has changed in the last couple of months. So finally, it was funny. So the guy takes this window out of the door. It's about the top side. The top half of the door now is gone. The window's out. And he goes inside, and he yells at us, keep your blankety-blankety COVID out there. You know, Austin and I just started laughing because he was making a joke of it because all the people inside now were exposed to the outside air. And, oh, my gosh, COVID's going to creep in and jump into the room and get a little, you know, pole vault and go through the door. I mean, what the heck, man? Are we really that programmed? Well, the answer is yes. Last night, I hadn't seen this movie because I'd read really bad reviews on it, and I wanted to see it last night. And it basically was free online, and so I watched it. It's called The Circle with Tom Hanks. And it was an interesting thing about this tech company that had developed cameras they were going to place everywhere so everybody would have full disclosure of their lives. And everything they did would be seen by everybody. In other words, the giant nanny Snoop state. And what ended up happening is this girl actually put a camera on herself, and the only time she got to take the camera off was when she went to bed or when she went to the bathroom. And everybody followed her every move because it was better that way, because she wouldn't do anything wrong because she was being continually monitored. She had like tens of millions of people watching her every move. And I thought to myself, wow, they're doing it again. This is their lesser magic, or their white magic, they call it, with the Kabbalah. They've got to tell you what their plan is. They've got to tell you what they're going to do, to the point that there was a senator even trying to break this thing up as a monopoly, to the point that they were going to register voters and have everybody be able to vote directly through the company, The Circle. And I thought to myself, this is exactly what they want. This is Kabbalah. This is what they're doing. They're letting us know in advance what their plans are. So they can say to you, we told you what we were going to do to you. We told you we were going to do this. Now we've done it. You didn't object. So the karma on the other side of what they believe, this is their terms, their words, is not going to be bad for us because we screwed and we maimed you. But because we told you we were going to do it and you didn't object, it's okay. So I thought to myself, wow, but this movie laid it completely out. Of course, the movie got slammed as far as critics. And I thought it was interesting because it was a Tom Hanks movie that actually got slammed. You know, he's a big globalist. But again, they used him as a mouthpiece to basically control the narrative. By the way, the European Union now may actually bar American travelers as it reopens its borders, citing failures on the coronavirus from the U.S. So if you're planning a trip to Europe, you might want to think through this. They may not let you in. Switzerland already closed its borders, you know, months ago. You can't fly. They were stopping all flights coming in from America. I might want to think through that. By the way, an appeals court has ordered judge to dismiss General Flynn's charges, so he's now a free man. I actually feel sorry for him with what he's gone through. He was another one of those little things in the narrative and the system and the news cycle that basically was used to basically obfuscate everything else that they were doing. Another article says the decline of the U.S. dollar could happen at warp speed in the era of coronavirus, words a prominent economist. So think about what you're doing and what you're carrying as far as dollars. If you've got the ability to put a percentage of your dollars into silver or gold, and your financial planner and you and your wife or whatever pray about it, or you and your husband, you know, you might want to consider doing that. Because if the dollar drops off at warp speed because of hyperinflation, and I don't know if it's going to drop off as hard from hyperinflation as it will be going to a digital currency. I don't know. But we'll find out pretty quick, won't we? Because we're all kind of in this thing together. It should happen within the next year, I would think. Why, by the way, the officers clear the communist protesters from outside of the White House as defund the police graffiti is also being removed now. And now the Seattle mayor is saying that she's going to move to dismantle CHOP zone after shootings. Well, why didn't she dismantle the CHOP zone before the shootings? Oh, that's right. Communists don't want to do that because they're following the narrative too, aren't they? And we also have to realize that the Trump rally gave Fox News the largest Saturday night audience in history. There were like 12 million people who watched Donald Trump to figure out what he was planning on doing and how he was going to try to fix this stuff. And, of course, I don't think he really came out with any big plan as far as what he was going to do because, again, he really isn't in charge. And I think we've all seen that because of the coronavirus. By the way, you know, there's a video just came out of agitators that are actually pointing guns, you know, in Manhattan and, you know, and also in Lansing, Michigan. Agitators promoting Black Lives Matter blocked a major intersection in Lansing, Michigan on Friday and pointed guns at motorcyclists who tried to pass through. A group of about 30 protesters blocked Michigan Avenue, a thoroughfare between Lansing and East Lansing. They stopped at the intersection of Michigan and Foster Street and sat down on the road and pointed guns at people. Wow, think about that for a second. You know, if you or I, and this is just the truth, if we decided to take a group of us, patriots, and we decided to walk out onto a major highway, I'm talking about if we were like, you know, just patriots, and we didn't have an agenda with any of these weird groups, and we walked out, we said, we're going to protest what's happening to the United States right now, and we're going to close off a major interchange in a major city. They would have SWAT team there so fast. They would hit us with tear gas. No, it would be ridiculous. We would probably die if we didn't all get arrested and charged with multiple felony accounts and basically get arrested and go to jail for the rest of our natural lives and or be beaten up and or tasered and or shot instantaneously and or gassed and all of us arrested as we dispersed. It is amazing to me that it's okay for these guys to come in and tear down statues that have been there for hundreds of years, break, steal, rob, kill, and destroy, and nobody gets arrested. Or they may arrest someone someday, someplace, because they say, oh, we may have you on videotape. It's unreal how the rule of law has stopped. But it hasn't stopped for me and you. If we do anything wrong, if we make a claim or an accusation, it's kind of like this. If someone wants to slander you online, they can say anything they want about you without any proof whatsoever, and what ends up happening is you can't do anything about it unless you file a civil suit against them. That's just the truth. The police don't do anything to try to stop that. And you think, what the heck? And if you file a civil suit against them, then you end up with this can of worms that get opened up, and you have to deal with a lawsuit for years on end. But if you come out and you make a statement online about how maybe we as a country need to do something else, suddenly you're being monitored. Suddenly you are being monitored. And if you say anything wrong, all of a sudden, now they come after you. Who are they? Well, that'd be the Alphabet Boys. And see, that's the crazy part about all of this stuff. We have two sets of laws now in the United States, which is very, very frustrating to me as an American citizen. Two sets of laws. One that allows the communist agitators and the deep state people like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton to pretty much walk free and do whatever they want to do because of their dead man switches and because of their deep contacts, either through Masonic lodges or through alphabet agencies. And see, this is the problem that we're running into now, is that these guys can do whatever they want to do, and we can't. You can't go to church, but you can go tear down a statue of Andrew Jackson. You can't basically open a small business, but you can go shop at Walmart. I mean, it's all so screwed up. And that's why we, as Christians and as patriots, we have to maintain the truth narrative. And you got to speak out against this stuff. yesterday at the concrete plant, all I did with Austin was talk to the people about how ridiculous this COVID thing is, how this is so stupid. And that's what we do everywhere we go. We have to push back, push back. If we push back hard enough, they're going to realize they can't do this just yet. And they'll wait for more people to get more dumbed down, and then they'll continue to do it. The whole thing is sad to me. It's all so very, very sad. Last night in that movie, The Red Circle, they decided to make a point about one guy who basically had an antler business. He would collect antlers out in the woods and make chandeliers for people. Well, they posted a picture of him making antler chandeliers and a picture of his chandelier, and all of a sudden he was a deer killer. He was an anti-environmentalist. They came after him. They started protesting against this individual because of the power of social media. Finally, they ended up trying to find him, and he ended up driving off a bridge and dying. Oh, yeah, because of the pressure and because of the drones chasing him and everything else. It was crazy. But guys, is this where they want to take us, this hellish utopia? They feel as though they could bring their snake from the pit and put him back in charge and bring out the Antichrist through a third temple while Christians watch and applaud from heaven because we've been raptured, so they want us to believe. Things getting really, really weird, guys. Stay frosty and keep praying every single day. Pray these guys get exposed. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, and it's blatantly clear. I mean, the social media outlets now are doing absolutely everything they can to promote their agenda. I mean, generally, for the longest time, you know, they were moderately decent as far as, you know, some stuff that people would put up as conservative. It would usually be fine unless it was something real aggressive, and they would, you know, kind of let it go. And they generally never messed with the president, considering the fact that he was the president. He generally, most of the time, unless he said something real dumb, they didn't ever give him a hard time about it. Well, now they've censored and blocked his post two times now. The first one was a couple, I think 2 weeks ago, when he was discussing the fact that basically you loot, we shoot, or something like that, which was a bit agitating as far as for some people. I didn't care. But on the other hand, too, it was kind of like, where's the freedom of expression? Well, now they've taken another step further. Twitter has now censored his post about warning lawless protesters about rioting in front of the White House. He went on to say, there will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try that here, they will be met with serious force. Twitter blocked it and said, we have placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group. So you now have Twitter blatantly blocking and helping and supporting groups that are promoting anarchy and lawlessness with Antifa. Then this is a case with Trump. They've done this thousands of times with other posts that I have watched and seen and personally seen over the last month and a half now with what's going on. And so it's very clear that, I mean, the agenda is blatant here, guys. The agenda is to push this full-blown anarchy so then they can come in with the United Nations to bring in their one-world military or their one-world government or however else they want to do so. And they're slowly doing it in front of everybody's faces. And most people just keep going idly by and saying, oh, you know, well, it's just what's going on now. We just need to deal with it. It's the new normal. Well, ironically, with everything that's going on currently, you haven't heard much about Bayer and glyphosate recently, have you? Well, yeah, that's because the mainstream media refused to talk about it. Zero Hedge, however, brought up what has really been going on with Bayer. As you guys have seen, basically decades of widespread use of glyphosate or Roundup has caused significant issues, and there's been definitive links between the product and growing rates of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or cancer, basically. Monsanto parent company Bayer now has now agreed to settle for $8 billion. And you go, whoa, that's a big settlement. Oh, wait, why don't you hear what's really going on? They said, citing people familiar with the matter, German newspapers reported the company has agreed to settle over 50,000 claims of glyphosate-related lawsuits in the U.S. for $8 billion. They said an additional $2 billion will be used to settle future claims if any of them come up. So talks of the out-of-court settlement have been going on and are now being finalized. And everybody goes, oh, man, this is a win. This is a win. Bayer's forking out $8 billion now. This is serious. But wait, let's really look at what's going on with it. They're now saying that the basic settlement will be forevermore on these lawsuits, meaning these people will never be able to sue Monsanto or glyphosate again over glyphosate and the harms of it. That glyphosate will not be pulled off the shelves. It will not be restricted. It will continue to be used. And if you do the math on it, because I did last night when I saw this article, and I got a real eye-opener, $8 billion with over 50,000 cases. So I just rounded up 50,000 cases. They said there's more than that. It's over 50,000. I just rounded 50,000 cases. 50,000 cases at $8 billion. That means each lawsuit is going to receive $160,000. The person that filed the lawsuit that is trying to get settlement for the horrible, debilitating impact of glyphosate on their body is going to get $160,000, and the attorney will get probably 30-40% of that. So they're going to get roughly $80,000-$100,000 for glyphosate causing cancer for the usage of it. And now it is going to get buried. They're going to say glyphosate, Bayer settled for $8 billion, an historic case. We're shutting it down now. The lawsuits can stop. We've won $8 billion settlement to over 50,000 people, and glyphosate will still stay on the market. This really reminds me a lot of what we saw. If you watch that movie, Dark Waters, very good movie on what happened with DuPont and the fact that DuPont is still a massive multi-billion dollar global company that still produces Teflon and still produces PFOAs or PFOAs, all the different names they come up with now. They continue to change them in ways that the EPA cannot mandate them. This is exactly what we've seen. When big pharma and big agriculture and big biotech become so big, and they have the FDA and the EPA basically is there as their security watchdog to prevent anything from escalating further, and we have the court systems that are now allowing them to settle over 50,000 lawsuits for pennies on the dollar, we realize exactly what Dad just said. There are two sets of rules and laws in the United States. One for the multi-billion dollar corporations and the elite and the criminals that are in office and in power. And then, of course, one for the peasants that we basically get treated like second-class citizens. If we do anything, we're basically thrown in jail and arrested for keeping our business open or not wearing a face mask, as we have seen happen now in COVID. Wake up and realize what's going on and get the truth out there, Dad.
You know, Austin, it's amazing to me how glyphosate is still going to be on the market. We know it causes cancer. It's like the other day, you know, we had the fluoride lawsuit, and now they're saying, the judge is saying, who I'm sure is basically controlled by the deep state, that he needs more evidence to prove that glyphosate or that fluoride is bad. Now, he was given hundreds of articles, hundreds of research studies, peer-reviewed journals. I mean, massive reduction of IQ score. This goes on and on and on to make a difference. He basically stopped it, stopped the whole thing. Don't have enough research. This is what they do. When Monsanto was working with glyphosate back in the 70s and 80s and developing it, they found there were dozens of different types of cancers and different types of sicknesses and diseases that were being caused by this product. But yet they continue to manufacture it. You know, we have huge amounts of glyphosate sprayed on the soil and farm areas every year. I mean, we have glyphosate-resistant crops now that you can spray the weeds and not kill the crops, and you get soaked your crops down in glyphosate and eat it. You know, wheat and corn and so many other products are sprayed a week before they're harvested to dry them out using Roundup as a desiccant to increase the crop yield. They don't bother to tell you this stuff is on the food now and you eat it. This is one of the biggest problems we've had with wheat in the United States and why so many people have wheat allergies now. The wheat's poisonous because of this, but they're going to continue doing it. Notice the EPA didn't come in now that it's been proven this stuff causes cancer. The Environmental Protection Agency did not come in and say, hey, this stuff is bad. We're going to pull this stuff off the market. We're going to yoke this stuff off the market because we don't want to be involved in any of this stuff. We want to basically avoid all of this stuff. But yet we've got all these people now that are doing all this research that is fake, telling us the glyphosate is okay. You know, and then we got other guys that are doing research that basically are working with weaponry, that basically deployment of weapons that can disable and kill electronically from distances. the military and government are gaming and purchasing, you know, emotions from you and your contact by hitting you with certain frequency weapons. We have all of this stuff happening all around us now, of all of the new stuff they have that's the technology of the future that they don't want to share with us, but they want to use on us. So why do we think that they're going to get rid of glyphosate? Well, heck, why don't they get rid of sodium nitrite? It reacts with stomach acid to form nitrosamines, which cause stomach cancer and intestinal cancers. They haven't got rid of that one either, have they? So all of these different things they continually do to us, they're doing it for a reason, because they want to destroy the human population. Remember, these guys are mad that we got created in God's image. That really irritates them. They're mad that they weren't created in God's image. We have souls, they don't, and they want to make sure they can destroy us. In other words, they hate you and they're jealous of you. That's what runs the planet. So they can poison us with glyphosate, poison us with chemtrails, poison us with high-frequency weapons, and it's okay. And like Austin said, and like I said a few minutes ago, we have two sets of rules now. And I guarantee you that a republic cannot stand with this. We've allowed this international banking Cabalist cartel to come in and buy our legislature, buy our courts, buy our presidency. And now here we find ourselves. Guys, remember this. This is the day the Lord hath made. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to remain in aggregate, continue to pray that these guys get exposed, that the patriots wake up, that people stop using fluoride, they stop using these different chemicals in their households and they're putting them in their bodies, and they can have their health restored, have their minds restored, and have their cognitive skills restored, and stand against this aggregate of groups of weirdos that maintain this energy field around the planet against us. I love you guys. I got to pray for you today. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thank you for all the wonderful emails and letters and texts that we received from yesterday's show. Apparently, yesterday's show really resonated with a lot of you guys. Go ahead and finish it up, Austin, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, guys. Thank you again. Continue the support of the truth and get this information out there. Be sure to check out the product of the week. Looks like the Cortisol Buster 1. By a landslide, very popular product, reduces cortisol in the body naturally, really helps out with energy and fatigue. It can also help out with people that are having issues with mood or anxiety problems. So be sure to check that out on the website, healthmasters.com, and continue to stay prepared, guys. This is definitely something to continue to escalate, as we have already seen. And the more prepared we are, the stronger we are, the healthier we are, the better off we're going to be able to fight any of this. Thank you again for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.